Blog Talk Radio.
Joe Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I want to let you know tonight we'll be talking about language and words and what you say, how it affects you. I have a wonderful treat for you tonight. I have gifted psychic Marilyn with me. I've known her for 22 years, and she also is a language facilitator, and she does Voyager Tarot. And I'm going to bring her on now. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly Jo. How are you?
Good. Good to have you tonight.
Good. Thank you, and thank you so much for your sweet, kind invitation to join you and all your listeners this evening. And I am honored to be with you this evening. And also, too, yes, Kelly Jo, you and I have been friends. We met 22 years ago, yet we have been friends a lot longer than that. We have a jolly old time together, and that is part of what conscious languaging and who people really are, that we're able to have friendships and deep friendships and relationships with all sorts of people. And that is also what we're here to understand and learn. And sometimes through the Voyager Tarot, the deck, people have lovely, lovely questions. Besides being a facilitator of the Voyager Tarot, I'm also a practitioner of healing touch, and I'm also a Reiki master instructor. And so with that, I also do a long distance. Okay, I also do long distance energy work. And
can you please
energy,
explain what Reiki is to people? Some
Reiki,
people might not
Reiki.
Know.
Reiki. Ah, well, thank you. Isn't that something, Kelly Jo? I think everybody knows. Aren't I silly? I think everybody knows what Reiki is. Reiki is a spiritual modality through which you are attuned to Sanskrit symbols through the crown of your head. And what it does, it opens up your channels of energy that vibrates through you. When we say, or when I said I'm a practitioner of healing touch, what I mean is that the energy flows through me. I facilitate the healing or the energy alignment for the other person for their healing. So I'm a co-facilitator. I am not the healer. For all healing is self-healing. So the energy
yes, flows through you, and it's not you at all.
Right. I have chosen to be the vessel through which the energy flows consciously. I consciously give myself permission to feel, sometimes through a sentient of the feel, or the sentient or the audio, that I can know where there's an energy interruption, and then with the interruption, balancing it out again. Giving permission for the energy to connect. So I have a lovely example. The example is a toaster. So we have a toaster. We have a toaster that works. And we have a socket that works. But yet in the cord itself, there is an interruption in the cord. So what we
do is
we'll take the black tape and we'll splice it and put it back together and then create that energy flow. So what we do with energy is that's what pain is. Pain is letting us know that there's an energy interruption. And so we co-facilitate the energy connection.
That is a neat analogy.
I
can picture that, totally.
Oh, great, good. I'm hoping everyone
now
else also.
Now, the language facilitating,
yes.
Can you explain what that is to them, please?
Certainly. Everything in our life is language. We have the language of our words. We have the language of our body movements. But right now we're going to talk about the language of the words. When you say, we're going to talk about self, oh, how I would love a new job. And we put that beautiful word next to it sometimes in the words but. So what we have done is I would love a new job, and we say but, we've canceled out. You would love to have a new job. So whatever the word you say after that is that's what really manifests. So what we give ourselves permission to do is speak consciously, carefully. What we say, words, are the most important and powerful thing we have is our words. And the words that are even more powerful are the words we think. And the words we think of ourselves, we are the greatest saboteur of oneself. I already have my medals a few times, so I know about how I can sabotage myself where I have had conscious thought. And so through the practicing and receiving messages, when I was lovingly speaking not nice about myself, a message would come, Marilyn, stop. The first time that happened, I said, stop. Stop what? So then I ignored it and kept going, and then I got stop. Then the word was stop. Then it dawned on me, and it came to an insight of an awakening, that what I was saying about myself was the worst thing anybody could ever say. And so then I began to consciously be aware of my words, and then I gently and lovingly gave permission for people to speak of their own words and how they were talking. And that's how the conscious language, one of my clients many years ago, she said, Marilyn, you facilitate language beautifully.
You
that's
do.
That's where I got the conscious language facilitator on my business card.
You know, and I have another example of somebody talking. They have sayings that they say, like, oh, this is killing me. Well, yeah, if you keep saying that, it'll do it. You know, universe picks up on original thought, you know.
And unfortunately, what occurs, Kelly Jo, more than often is that we say things so automatic, we don't even realize we're saying it. Or we don't even realize
correct.
The power behind the words that are even being said. You know, and
yeah.
I'm sure for you and as myself, people have said, Marilyn, I heard your voice in my mind.
Isn't
you
it neat that
right
you have
there.
That gift?
And I go, oh, thank you. And I said, and you're going to pay me for what?
And then also I say, be nice, you live in there.
Yes. Yes, and that's how our language is so important. And also along with languaging and also giving people permission to know that as we do lovingly what we do, Kelly Jo, that everyone is insightful and everyone has an intuition. And everyone, if they want to call themselves psychic or not psychic, but everyone gets a message. And giving people permission to breathe and acknowledge that they've received a message. Might not understand it. But the message will be understood at a later date. But know that everything you hear, for me, it's outside of myself. It's not from inside. It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Is where I get my messages. It flows to me.
Yes, and
I'm
everybody
sure you're
does that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I tell them it's not the chatter voice. It's a small voice that whispers.
Yes. Oh, no, sometimes they yell when you're not paying attention.
Right, but a lot of times you don't hear the, you know, like when your mental is going, you can't hear the small whisper.
Right. Correct. You're absolutely right. You can't hear that, yes.
Now, I think that we'll take our first caller. Our first caller, I'll let you take her or whoever, the 805. And we'll see where they're from. And hello, 805.
Not believable.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Hi.
What's your name and what state are you in?
I'm in California. My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. What's your question for Marilyn?
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah, I wanted to know about my love life. I'm going on a retreat for 6 days up in Northern California. Then I'm going to Lake Tahoe for 5 days. And then in December, I'm going to Vegas for 5 days. And I just want to know, am I going to meet someone here or on one of these little trips? Or, you know, I'd like to get married one day. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to have companionship.
Okay, so I love the word like. Because like is, you have to give yourself permission. I accept my beloved male mate. If you have in a place where you can write this down or you're recording it, my beloved male mate, for everyone to meet a man or a woman, it's the beloved mate that you are. For you are the beloved mate for your beloved mate. And so you are getting yourself ready to receive your beloved male mate. You already know what you don't want.
Right.
I see that. Donna, so you said you're going up to Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, for 5 days, September 13th, and then on the 4 days, and then on the 16th, I'm going to a 6-day retreat at a Buddhist temple, and they have cabins there and hiking and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well,
and
also the guys are saying that they're really thrilled that you're going because you have
good.
To be still. They're really
yeah.
that it's good for you. Sorry. it's good that you're going because you there are times that you're scattered. Does that make sense? You've got your energy. You've got a little bit of you here, a little bit of you there, a little bit of you here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Yeah.
Yes, you do. Breathe. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. But I feel that there is more, more of an opportunity to meet someone that you might consider having a date with or spending some friendship time first, because also, too, know that we are acquaintance first. We become an acquaintance. Then we become a friend. And so that the Tahoe is the energy of where the possibility you can meet someone there. You have to give yourself permission to stay longer than 2 seconds. So what do I mean by that? The spirit is saying that there are times that you scan and look around a room and you go, no, 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 and then you get up and walk away. So you give yourself permission to breathe, and observe, be the observer. So you have a certain type of gentleman. Your preference is a gentleman, correct?
Yes, gentleman.
Okay, so you have a type of a gentleman that is your preference. Give yourself permission to breathe and just sit back a little bit from your preference, because your preference really hasn't worked for you. So you give yourself permission to breathe and meet all types of men due to the fact that meet them, hello, shake their hands, introduce yourself, which we don't have to worry about. You lovingly are a very forward woman. You have no problem walking into a space on your own. Congratulations. Not every male and female can do that. Congratulations. And just meet people. Meet people. Take that extra 30 seconds. Take that extra 2 minutes to meet someone. You always wear a smile. Congratulations. You are always warm and welcoming. Congratulations to that as well. And just to Tahoe, unless Kelly Jo gets something else also, I get around the area of Tahoe that you will be meeting a gentleman.
Oh, good. Excellent. Excited.
Good. And remember, my beloved mate, for I am the beloved woman. Because you know what you're going to bring to the table. You know what you bring to the relationship. You want someone to compliment whom you are. Not to be exactly the same. The complementary you. Your beloved male mate is your complementary you. That he is also on a spiritual path. He's also a self-discovery person as you are. He's interested in meditation, maybe some Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga.
Yeah.
That there is definitely an energy movement. He has an energy movement that he does all the time, as you have energy. I don't know if yours is yoga, but he has a ten, and I think it's more of a Tai Chi or Qigong that he has.
Oh,
his movement,
okay. Right,
that he likes to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, at the retreat, they're going to be teaching us Qigong.
Ah, they are. Well, I
go
to Qigong
classes.
I love it. I love Qigong. It is so phenomenal. So great. So congratulations. So you start when you are going away on your first little journey here. I think that's with families and friends. And Tahoe, where is the possibility you can meet the gentleman?
Oh, wonderful. Right.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, I'll take the next one, 614.
Super.
Hello, 614. What's your name and where are you from? Hello, I guess you're just listening. Okay, I'll try the next one.
Maybe they forgot to take off mute.
Okay, so 201. Hello, 201. Hello. Anybody there? Oh, dear. Hello?
So then while we're waiting for, did she come on? Hello? Are you there, Kelly Jo? Hello? Hello, Kelly Jo. Okay, I'm going to call you right back.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?